notes right now, I think it's hugely important to emphasize the fact that I'm using a audio feature to kind of work through some design thoughts, work through some things in terms of planning and concept before I start manipulating items and features of the site. So I'm engaging in a multimodal process as well to do this, which can be very much likened to, you know, typing away at an outline, mapping visually on a storyboard or anything like that, although the storyboard is a little more multimodal in terms of the tools being used to complete something, unless it was pen and paper, but even at that it's multimodal. With the use of image and shape and whatever else, but not to get into the weeds with that, but just to think about the process itself that I'm moving through to complete this and how it might be the same, or help instructors to think about how it might be the same for students if that's the kind of process they want them to use. You know, I found myself making suggestions to students who really struggled to get their ideas down on paper, or how stressful it was, or the kind of situation it put them in terms of having writer's block or just procrastinating, but just allowing oneself to kind of talk through the process or kind of just capture their thoughts in another way and not restricting themselves in terms of what it is they're writing down or what they're saying out loud, and just kind of moving through fluid thought that way might help to kind of get things shaped up or to figure out what's most important, which is what I'm trying to